USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York State continues to recover from COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Number of hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down. Number of intubations down. Number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started. Just about 200.
The U.S. is now getting up and running again after sheltering in place from the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says retail is ready to get back to business.
We have 760 sites and retail locations in 45 states plus the District of Columbia. CVS is planning to open an additional 650 sites. So these are encouraging numbers. It's again a testament to our private sector for all that they've done in partnering with the administration and helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Another prisoner has died while in ICE custody. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
An immigrant in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody died of coronavirus complications while waiting to voluntarily depart to his native Guatemala, becoming the agency's second detainee to die from the virus. It is unclear if the detainee had any underlying medical conditions at this time. More than 1,200 immigrants have tested positive for the coronavirus while in ICE custody, according to the agency. Roughly 50% of the 2,300 detainees ICE screened for the virus have tested positive.
The New York Stock Exchange floor reopened after 2 months of being closed as stocks surged behind positive news surrounding potential COVID-19 vaccines. The Dow Jones closed up 2%, influenced by the news of further advances in developing a coronavirus vaccine from U.S. firms Merck and Novavax. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Surprising absolutely no one, a live golf match over the holiday weekend was a huge ratings hit, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Turner Sports Live coverage of the match, Champions for Charity, the one-off golf match that teamed Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, delivered an average of 5.8 million viewers across TNT, TBS, True TV, and HLN on Saturday. The network said it was the most watched golf telecast in the history of cable TV. CBS golf analyst Doug Bell.
This was a huge win. Obviously, for COVID-19, they raised $20 million, but a big win for golf. I think a lot of people who weren't necessarily huge golf fans were watching because of the Peyton factor, the Tom Brady factor, and they were not disappointed.
The event did raise over $20 million for COVID-19 relief, and in case you didn't hear, Woods and Manning did beat Mickelson and Brady. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After criticism about launching cryptocurrency, Facebook said it's rebranding its digital wallet with a new name, Novi. Facebook originally introduced the digital wallet for the Libra network of cryptocurrency to help people send money across the world under the name Calibra in June of last year. The digital wallet, now renamed and rebranded as Novi, allows people to send money as easy as sending a message in a standalone app or in Facebook Messenger. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.